Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Documentaries have been made about that note at the end. Crazy that that much detail would go into it. Good morning, Mark Thompson, Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Jackie Delgado, Daniel Mizrahi, Mike Sherry. We are Mark in the Morning. We will not progress one inch further until the FCC required legal ID has been brought forth by someone.
Anyone.
Who is it today?
I don't know.
Okay.
Flip a coin.
Let me just say that I really enjoy beginning a program with dead silence.
Hey,
that's
Mark.
Great.
It's just so warm in here, I feel
Shut
like.
Up. Danny and Andy and I are all fighting about the temperature right now, so you'll have to excuse us.
We're
going to
brew a thunderstorm between our two studios.
It's between 70 and 71.
And Danny was too afraid to touch it because he was afraid that Andy would yell at him, so I had to do it.
So that you know, I keep my studio at a brisk 66.
Don't
See, that's what you have
Andy
to do.
That.
You have
don't
to do
tell
that.
Him that.
You have to do that. Otherwise, you get sleepy.
Danny's
and
turning
tired.
Blue.
People
yeah.
can. He'll be well preserved. Nobody
like
cares.
No.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Hi, Mark.
Oh God.
I just want to tell you something, so I want you to lean in real close, okay?
I'm here, sweetie.
100.3 The Sound is KSWDFM in HD1 in Los Angeles and Orange County. Southern California's classic rock.
That's so hot. God.
She looks like Jennifer Tilly when she does it, too.
Thank you.
It's weird.
Well, today, the players are beginning to assemble. Itty Bitty Theater will be brought forth.
They get started early, don't
yeah.
they? They mill about smartly.
They do.
Well, as we noticed and saw on one of the videos, one of us is taking it way too seriously.
Yeah.
So Itty Bitty Theater today, funny stuff, Don Friesen will be in the room. Sports with Todd at 5 minutes after. And I think pretty much everybody saw the Bruce Jenner interview
yeah.
this weekend. And there is a lot to be said, and I really wanted to move that to a point where a lot of you, if you have something you want to share, can join in. So we will discuss the Bruce Jenner interview and what took place at 7:50 this morning, 10 minutes to late.
Save it for the radio.
Save it for SFA. So, yeah, a lot to be done. Inviting you to grab a hold. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound.
So this is cool.
Wow.
There are no commercials in here.
We took a break and Andy says, we're talking right now.
We're going right back in, man. There's nothing. Sweet.
Well, I can go ahead and share this. Those of you that are fans of the NFL, this Thursday begins the draft. Thursday night, prime time, is round one of the draft. Joining us on Thursday morning will be Sam Farmer, who covers the NFL for the Los Angeles Times, Todd Donahoe, and myself. And there is a strong possibility of a special guest. I won't even get into who or what because haven't even called the guy yet.
Did I tell you what I'm doing on Thursday evening?
You did not.
Meeting up at 5 o'clock in the Valley at a sports bar with Josh from our staff, who you met, and some other friends, including Rex Lynn. And as Josh has worried sometimes, somebody may lose a small toe before the whole evening is gone. But he's a football fanatic. We should have it should be a fun time. I should have a report if I'm able to wake up on Friday.
Cannot wait. Looking forward. I'm pumped. Well, I'm not pumped. My Panthers, we seriously need some pot roast. We need us an offensive tackle. And offensive tackles, it's not as exciting as getting, Mariota or whoever. But, yeah, we need somebody
but
to protect Cam.
Yeah, it's exciting when your quarterback makes it through the entire season.
That's always exciting to me.
Yeah.
And knowing last year that Cam had to throw the ball in the first 5 seconds, as soon as he touched the ball, he had to throw it because he knew defensive linemen are coming. They're going to be all over him. All right, enough of that. Let's discuss weekends. Andrew.
I had a great weekend. Hung out with the fam a lot. Silas and I made some music. Do you want to hear?
Of course.
All right, here's the.
I'm making electronica music. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
What's that song
beep, boop, beep, boop. That song? It's called Beep, Boop, Beep, Boop.
Beep boop beep boop boop beep boop beep boop boop beep boop beep boop boop beep boop. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
He's easy to please, though.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of him. It was a bunch of you.
Yeah, it was really just an Andy showcase. A musical showcase.
Hey, shut up.
What else did you do?
He liked it. What else did we do? Man, we ate out a couple of times, and we played a lot. We ran around the backyard an awful lot. That kid's got a lot of energy. One thing I've learned, when you have a 4-year-old, if you don't trot them around like a 3-year-old filly.
Like Aussie Shepherds.
They don't want to go to sleep, and they want to wake up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. You got to make those kids so dead tired that they're craving bedtime. That's the secret.
I was always very good, and main reason was because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed wrestling with the kids.
Yep.
And there would be hours of that.
Particularly the daughters. They got bruised up really badly.
They in fact, I
well,
called
the redheads, they bruise.
Right.
For some reason, we nicknamed it killing. Daddy's going to do some killing. Nice. And so once, after a particularly brutal one, Katie walked into the living room where her mother was, and Linda said to Katie, and Katie was 5, what y'all been doing? And Katie just walked by her and said, killing.
That's awesome.
Doing some killing.
Awesome.
Gina, your weekend, please.
I had a great weekend. My guy and I went on a double date on Friday, which I am not used to because, in general, my boyfriends either hated my friends or didn't have any friends of their own. So this is interesting new territory for me.
Nice.
Saturday emceed an amazing event at the Sofitel Hotel for Breathe LA and School of Rock. It was incredible. Those School of Rock kids are phenomenal. And are either of you familiar with Orianthe, the guitarist?
Oh, yeah.
She was
course.
The special guest. She came in with the kids and did Gimme Shelter, and everybody's head exploded.
She shreds. As a matter
She's
of fact,
incredible.
Do you remember when Michael Jackson died? That video they kept showing over and over and over.
Her.
That's her. She was getting ready to go out on tour with him and explode when
did,
all of that happened.
Exactly. She was did Michael Jackson's, almost tour, Alice Cooper. She's unbelievable. So that was amazing. I was so tired. We came home, watched The Internship, which is actually a delightful movie. I don't know why everybody hated it so much.
Yeah.
And then I made my boyfriend watch Dreamgirls. He fell asleep about 7 minutes in.
Wow.
And then Sunday, frolicked on the beach and did the Corolla show. That was the weekend.
Andrew, how did yours and Katie's Osh appearance go?
Oh my God, it was so much fun. It was great. We got over there and there was a line of really friendly people showing up there from start to finish. We took all kinds of pictures and hung out for a couple hours, and then I hung out for another hour or so shopping.
Okay. What about you?
So ours was not great because we had pretty bad weather, thunder, lightning, that kind of thing.
Ew.
But what really screwed it up, 2 days of Linda's stomach ache.
Oh.
She had to go to bed early on Friday night. It messed with her all day Saturday. However, Sunday she was back up and she decides we're going to get out. It was nice weather. We go to exit 18 where the mall is. And while she shops, which I cannot stand because I hate people. And so there's a movie theater, and that's usually what I do. I go to a film, she shops. So we're looking around. What I really wanted to see was The Water Diviner.
Mm-hmm.
It's in very limited release, nowhere near us. And so she saw one that said science fiction, Ex Machina. And she said,
Machina,
Ex Machina, yeah.
Ex Machina. So she said, do you want to see that? And so I quickly went to Fandango, looked it up. Critics raving. Fans who had seen it raving. Went, loved it.
The trailer looks crazy.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
It's so, so good. And I'll say this, it's a little bitty science fiction. I'm not spoiling anything. This science fiction film never leaves the Earth, and the entire thing, for the most part, takes place in one house.
Oh, huh. I respect
but
that.
But it asks the question, in any good film, you can focus down on, they've always said, you should have a through line that's one sentence. And this sentence is, we as a civilization, as we move forward into the world of robots that think, should we do that?
Mm.
And that's basically the theme. I loved it. This movie was so well crafted. Each new scene introduces a new wrinkle. And by 45 minutes in, you don't know what's up. You don't know what's down. You don't know what's true and what's a lie.
The thing that scares me is when you hear respected scientists talking about artificial intelligence And people are proposing, well, should we, you know, unleash this particular, you know, artist? And they're like, don't do that.
Yeah, listen to those people, everybody.
When they say don't do that, it terrifies me because I see the Terminator in my mind. It's kind of creepy.
They know something we don't know.
Listen, if you're a fan of science fiction, don't waste any more time. Get to the theater.
Awesome. By the way, I saw an ad this morning for Poltergeist.
Oh, right, sure, the new one.
It's a shot-for-shot remake. I didn't realize that. Huh. This was Sam Rockwell.
With more CGI, I assume.
I'm guessing.
Look, I'll see it, but I don't know that you can redo what is already a classic, the first Steven Spielberg-directed Poltergeist. That's still a great film.
It was great, yeah.
There's something powerful over this house. It is the beast.
Danny, your weekend, please.
My weekend, I had Saturday night, went to dinner, El Cholo, had some...
I love El Cholo.
Yeah.
So good.
Chicken enchiladas, chicken taquitos. Mm.
Is he saying it right?
Jackie, you want to translate for me? Or?
There are no ers in any of those foods, but yeah, chicken taquitos. What else did you have? Chicken enchiladas.
And then I finished my wife's... steak fajitas.
Oh.
Danny,
fajitas.
I got this one. It's fajitas.
Fajitas. There we go.
I got a case of fajitas once. It took a case of Desinex.
You couldn't speak for 3 weeks?
It was really, really bad. Yeah.
It's good stuff, y'all.
It's not green corn tamale time?
They had blue corn over there. It's pretty good. And then yesterday I went
white
to the...
Mexican food.
Yesterday I went to the 27th annual Vintage Food and Wine Festival at Greystone Mansion. Ooh, in Beverly
Hills. Sounds fun.
I wanted to fill up on as much food and wine and beer as I can.
Hey, Mark, ask him why he left early.
Why'd you leave early, Danny?
I had a burger from Ruth's Chris, and I spilled some grease on my nice shirt.
And what did you feel like?
Like a big stupid baby. So I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. Hour and a half in.
Jackie, you're wicked, please.
I got to say, for once, Andy actually had a more exciting weekend than I did.
That's not good.
My weekend consisted of a lot of pizza, doing an exam and writing a paper. I watched Animal Planet. I think yesterday I had the best day, though. I went to a Japanese garden, and then I went to eat chilaquiles at this place where a blues band played.
Ooh.
It was nice. It was really, the gas lamp, it's really nice.
I don't want to embarrass you, but I didn't even tell you about the most exciting things.
You better break.
Replaced a light fixture.
Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
A sconce?
Had to call in an electrician. That's how hairy.
I can't even
talk
that.
That's how exciting.
I can't. Forget it.
I know.
Wild man.
I know.
What we're saying is
to be wild.
Andy took his weekend and he shook it up.
That's right.
Here's the cars on 100.3.
Are we doing the spot break or are we doing the cars?
No, we're doing the cars.
Okay.
Wait, do we have a spot break?
Yeah, now we've got it.
Well,
what is happening?
Wait, hang on. The spot break that now we've got.
It wasn't in there, but Mikey came in and added them in. So now we have them.
All right, so we have three spot breaks this hour.
Sure.
Then we have to take one now.
This is a strong Monday, everybody. Strong Monday.
Auspicious start.
This is the way to do it, people. This is the way to do it. We're back right after this. It's Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Jesus. It just gets better and better. As a show, we're going to blow up. It's just going to cease to exist. All right. Well, if you're like me and you got out to the movie this weekend, I'm such an idiot. I had said opening weekend, Fast and the Furious 7 got 100+ million. And I said, everybody who wanted to see it has seen it. It's now been number one for the fourth straight weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Another 18.3 million, bringing its total in the U.S. alone to 320 million. I think globally, they're past the B word.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't David say on Friday it was 1.2 billion and counting?
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Well, I'm going to make it even worse in trending, by the way. I have an extra little statistic that's going to drive you all crazy.
Well, they have experienced their last number one weekend. The Avengers opens Friday, and Linda and I are going Saturday morning at 11. My wife, out of all the things she is and all the things she isn't, she loves superhero movies.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now,
so
has she always, or is it because of someone in particular?
She saw one night going to bed a year or so ago, or 2 years, she saw a Transformers part of a movie. And loved it. And from that moment forward, she has loved superhero films.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Since we are so behind, we're now going to get caught up. As they say in the business, we're going to get back on the clock. Here's the Cars on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. See what we did?
Yeah.
We shook it up.
Oh, I see.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you during the song.
I don't get it.
I don't either. The Cars shaking things up, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
I get it now. Shake it up. Shaking things up. See now. Okay.
Yeah, all see? Right. Okay. It's crazy. I got to get better stuff. Mm-hmm. So real quickly, I want to bring this up because this is the time that the demons come. The tragedy this weekend in Nepal, it's 3,200 dead and counting. This is the time where you're going to start getting phone calls from people that are collecting money to help the victims. Or you may get an email from a beautiful website. It looks legitimate and they're asking for funds to help. Most of these, I'm not going to say all, but most of these are shysters that are trying to trick you out of money, and none of the money you're going to give is going to make its way to the victims in Nepal. I had Sam put up the Red Cross banner on Mark in the Morning. If you want to make sure that all of your money goes to where you want it to go, it's simple. Red Cross. So if you go to markinthemorning.com, if you feel like you want to give, if you feel like you want to make a donation, the Red Cross banner is right there. All you do is click and it takes you straight to the donation page. It's as simple as that. Markinthemorning.com, Red Cross, help those, because it's right now they're in need of everything.
Yeah. Can I actually tell you how just to give you a sense of how to wrap your head around what their infrastructure is with their buildings and everything that's just absolutely leveled right now. They are, and I heard this on the radio coming in, they are considered a not yet developing nation.
Wow.
They don't even have developed nation status. That's how hard it's going to be to repair all of this.
And, you know, a lot of the thing, and we know this because we here in L.A. and Southern California, we are built to withstand. Not there. The building codes, this is why there's such devastation.
Yes.
And so they need everything, medical supplies, water, food, everything. So go to markinthemorning.com. You click on that Red Cross banner. You're guaranteed the money you're giving is going to the people and it will help them. Terry Polo is stalking me. I'll fully explain momentarily. Sure. The capsule is just around the corner. And Itty Bitty Theater is here to bring culture and class into your life. That's happening at 7:40. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Boy, you're just not having a good day.
This Monday is just horrible.
All right, we're going to take the 6 o'clock hour and allow it to suck. But by 7, we better be on our game. All right, now, this is kind of exciting to me. I do like me some Loverboy. And round about the 90s, I saw a photograph of Mike Reno. There were 6 of him. He had gained like 800 pounds. But he shed the weight. Check out this tour. Loverboy has announced a tour, including co-stars Rick Springfield, The Romantics, Styx, and Jagger's founder Donnie Iris.
Wow.
This sounds fun. Imagine this at the Greek, but the first place you're going to see them is the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, September 25th, and the Saban Theater, Beverly Hills, September 26th.
Nice. I'm worried about one thing, though.
Which is?
Good for him, Mike Reno, that he shed all the weight. But please tell me he didn't shed the bandanas.
No. There is no
good
Mike Reno without the bandana.
Right. That's my
Holy
thought.
Holy crap. Calm down with
it's
that.
It's like El Cabong without his guitar.
We're dying to know what's trending. Luckily, Gina's here, and she's on her game, unlike some of us.
Well, we talked about this a little bit this morning, but relief workers from Southern California are on their way to Nepal to help recover from the earthquake that devastated Nepal and surrounding areas over the weekend. They should actually be there by mid-afternoon today. Bruce Jenner's Diane Sawyer special aired Friday, gave Bruce a chance to explain everything about leading up to his decision to embark on this journey to live as a transgender person. We'll talk about that in depth later. And here's what's trending in sports. The Clippers beat the Spurs in San Antonio last night, 114-105. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning and now Jefferson Airplane. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Go Gracie. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound, Jefferson Airplane. Now, a couple of things about this week. First, Chick on the Street is going to head out. We feel as though we found a spot. She's going to shoot a gun for the first time. She has never shot a gun. And so I think that because they're going to open up specifically
for us. It's not Norm's this time.
Mark, are you sure she doesn't need a chaperone? I would so love to go with her to this one.
You're needed here, Gina.
Damn it.
Yeah. But since they're going to open up, there's going to be a technician with her that will hand her the .22 and then the next. Because I really want her to shoot something that's got a kick to it.
You're going to give her a .45, aren't you?
Well, she's pumped up about it. So we'll talk to the guy. I'm going to leave it up to them. But I just want something that she'll go, holy crap.
Wow.
Okay. So, but here, get this. We have a birthday girl in the hizzle.
What?
Gina is going to be 56 on Friday.
Wow.
It's her birthday.
How dare you?
Now,
I look good for 56.
She's going to work with Dave at selecting some songs that she's going to get. But Gina, since it's your birthday on Friday, you get to choose the Friday Frenzy.
Wow.
Now, let me just, that's amazing. Thank you. Let me just double check something right now. Dolly Parton is or is not considered classic rock.
You can run that by Dave. It's not going to go far, but good luck to you.
Oh, no. I'll pick a good frenzy. I'm so excited.
Tupac.
Yeah.
All right. Here now are the top five emojis on the new phone. Top five used.
What the hell is that?
See, it's a typewriter. It's funny. Oh. Here we go. Number five, crying face.
Yeah, Danny uses that one a lot.
Number four, most used emoji, smiling face with heart-shaped eyes.
Oh, I hate that one. So passive-aggressive.
Aw.
Passive-aggressive?
I hate it.
Gina hates love.
I do.
Number three.
It's like it's the bless your heart of emojis.
Thank you.
Number three, heavy black heart.
Oh.
What?
Number two, face throwing a kiss.
Oh, I like that one. I do that one a lot.
And number one. Go ahead.
Let me see.
A smiley face?
The dead face.
Oh. Number one. Smiley face.
The dead language. Face?
I love the dead face with that little
Who accent. Are you?
I like a dead face.
And by the way, I do not use them.
What?
No?
No, not at all, ever.
Why?
Because I don't even pick up my phone. I picked up my phone this morning actually Linda did it. She said you've got five voicemails and seven texts. I got to get better, but I don't have time for emojis.
Did you see now with the new emojis that they have skin tones?
Yes, varying skin
color. For many of them. Like, so you can choose someone and try to zero in on their exact swarthiness.
What Andy's saying is you get more of a choice now besides just Chernobyl yellow.
Jesus. That's right.
Too much time. This is cute. In Utah, four newborn Chihuahuas were abandoned this week.
Danny, go get them.
And then rescued by the Humane Society.
All right.
Because the mother of the pups had died, they were taken to the shelter and put in contact with a cat who was nursing her kittens. Sure enough, the pups were nursed back to health by the cat.
Aww.
And they have now been healthy enough to move to bottle feeding.
That's so
I want
great.
Them.
Interspecies love.
She was probably grateful to have somebody on the teats that didn't have that raspy tongue.
Yes, speaking of that, Danny, I thought the first thing out of his mouth was, why didn't they send him to me? I would have breastfed him.
I could only save two of them.
I love Chihuahuas. You know, little dog, big heart. Love
the capsule is about 10 minutes away. Itty Bitty Theater. We're laughing today. Comedian Don Friesen is in the room. Stay where you are. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
We get the best of both worlds. The fastest reflexes modern technology has to offer, onboard computer-assisted memory, and a lifetime of on-the-street law enforcement programming. It is my great pleasure to present to you RoboCop.
Well, this guy ain't RoboCop. I'll just tell it. This is in Florida. A 911 call is made. The operator answers the call. There is no response at the other end. No one's talking. So she radios to a deputy sheriff, you need to go check this out. Mm-hmm. He is at a restaurant in the middle of wings and pizza. So he calls the number and he gets no answer, unresponsive. So he figures what the hell, and he keeps eating. 20 minutes later, another cop is dispatched to find what he's doing. They go in. He's still eating. He asks the other cop, the other deputy, to respond for him, who refuses. So frustrated, the deputy gets up, gets in his car, starts heading to the address, stops at a restaurant to pee, and then by the time he gets to the thing, the person is dead.
What?
He's been fired.
Are you sure?
That sounded like sarcasm
was
to me, Gina.
Was his statement that everyone had to read was, "Hey, man, wing night."
Wow. When they questioned him, he said, "Hey, I called. There was no answer.
He was dead."
What I love is the whole police department should be fired. Instead of sending another officer to respond to the location, they send someone to Wingstop to find the guy. "Hey, put down the celery. You might want to." What is that?
That is U2 on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Yes. You know, we're approaching vacation time. And I have for you now the top 10 beaches in the world and the top 10 beaches in the United States.
Okay. I'm already ready.
In the U.S., number 10, Mackinac Island, Michigan.
Is it Mackinac? I get it confused. One's Mackinac. And what's Mackinac?
This one's Mackinac.
Mackinac. All right.
Number 9, San Juan Island, Washington.
Oh, beautiful.
Number 8, this is in Virginia, help me, Chincoteague.
Yep, just like that.
Number 7, Key Largo, Florida. Mm. Number 6, I've never been, I hear great things, Marco Island, Florida. Mm. Number 5, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Have you been there, Mark?
I have not. It's very touristy. Mm. Not a fan. Number 4, Key West. Number 3, Kauai, Hawaii.
Oh, Kauai is just amazing.
It is the most Hawaiian of all the islands.
I was just there a year ago, and I'll never forget some of the things we saw there. It was absolutely breathtaking.
What could that possibly mean, it's the most Hawaiian?
Because, for example, you've been to Maui?
I've never been to Hawaii at all.
Okay. What?
I know.
If you go to Maui, you land at the airport, you're driving to your resort. The drive, everything is brown. Mm. It looks like Southern California. Mm. But then when you get to your resort, it's palm trees and lush green. It feels like Hawaii.
I see what you're saying.
Kauai, because they have so much rainfall.
That's true.
The entire island looks like what everybody thinks Hawaii looks like.
Jurassic Park was filmed in Kauai because of all of the lush canopies of trees and so forth.
And Gina, quite literally, you have got to get this done. Hawaii is fantastic.
I'm dying to go. I got to say, I've already been to the Cook Islands in the South Pacific. Oh,
nice.
So this better give me a good run for my money.
I think we'd better talk to our Disney friends about Aulani.
Yes, yes, yes.
Number 2, these are the top islands in the U.S. Number 2, the island of Hawaii.
Big
and
island.
The number 1 beach in the U.S., Maui, Hawaii.
Hmm. Maui?
It says
just,
Maui.
Just Maui?
Just Maui.
All right.
Danny's trying to make travel plans.
Top islands in the world. Number 10, and I'm going to just butcher these. Number 10, Fernando de Noronha, Brazil. Number 9, Bora Bora,
yes.
French Polynesia.
Dying to go there.
Yeah.
Number 8, Mauritius, Africa.
Mauritius?
Okay.
Is that what you were saying?
I saw such a great Locked Up Abroad where she went to prison there. But yes, it's supposed to be beautiful.
Number 7.
Lovely.
Mauritius.
Number 7, Bali, Indonesia.
Yes. Oh.
Danny and I are going, just not together.
Number 6, Madeira, Portugal.
Mm.
Number 5, Koh Tao, Thailand.
Mm.
The number 4 island in the world, Santorini, Greece.
Yes, couldn't agree more. Been there twice.
Wow.
Number 3, Rotan, Honduras.
Roatan, yeah.
Number 2, Maui, Hawaii.
Wow.
And then number 1, Danny, get ready.
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Clove, Provendensals. Okay, Turks and Caicos.
There. Yeah, Turks and Caicos.
God.
How do you say that word?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Is it Providenciale?
Yes, thank you.
I think it is. Right. That is the hot spot right now. Everybody is going to Turks and Caicos.
It's the number one beach in the world.
Crystal clear water, yeah.
Which, by the way, in Bora Bora, they have a hotel. I believe it's a Four Seasons, and they've got the huts.
Over the
every
water.
Every room. Oh,
I'm surprised there isn't more French Polynesia listed in there.
No,
because
Tahiti.
Yeah, no Moorea or you know, Fiji.
I have to say, I am shocked that Rarotonga did not make the list. That's in the Cook Islands. Listen, that blew my mind.
Listen, people, you can question this all you want, but this is a white piece of paper with black words on it.
Yeah.
And that means this is fact.
What's the source?
So I don't even ask for no source.
Okay.
The source is this piece
from
of paper that I just read.
Sprinkling.
I've got 2 feet, and they're about to jump into Andy's classic rock time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Pop it. Let's do it. The classic rock time capsule for Monday, April 27, 2015. Today's capsule has sort of a theme of run-ins with the law, and we're going to make it to the islands, so that's going to be fun. Let's begin with a quiz for you nudniks. Yep, on this day in 1975, Pink Floyd played the fifth night of a five-night stand at Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena for the Wish You Were Here tour. Sports Arena holds about 16,000 people, right? Guess how many are arrested for smoking marijuana?
Jesus.
Hold your breath and your answer for a minute. Meanwhile, 1 year later on this day in 1976, David Bowie, traveling by train from Moscow to Warsaw, and he stopped at the Polish border by customs officials. They want to know why he has what he has in his suitcase. What does he have? All manner of Nazi books and memorabilia.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, why does he have all that icky stuff? Well, David's doing research, he says, for a movie in which he'll play the Third Reich's Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels. The Polish customs officials let him go, but that movie, it never happened.
I don't remember that movie.
Today's the day. Speaking of the islands, in 2006, when Keith Richards falls out of a tree while vacationing in Fiji, or as the British call it, Fiji. He falls out of a palm tree. What was he doing in the palm tree? No earthly idea. What did he do down on the earth? He sustains a brain hemorrhage. Yeah, Keith makes a hole in his head, which he needs like a hole in his head. He has to have surgery in New Zealand. Rolling Stones postponed their European
tour. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just funny.
It's great.
How pissed would you be if you were the rest of the band? Really?
Dude.
Really?
First the heroin thing, now you're falling out of trees.
Out of tree.
You fell down in your library. Give us a break. All right, today in 2009, Pearl Jam's Jeff Ament is mugged outside an Atlanta recording studio. Three dudes smash in his car window and take $17,300 in cash and prizes. He's lucky that's not all they took. Man, you have $17,000 in your car, I'm going to break in and get it. Birthdays today include the king of the countdown, Casey Kasem, who would have been 83 years old. What's Casey doing now? Well, he's in Norway.
I've been in this country for 3 months and have approximately 3 months left to go on this tour.
Actually, Casey's been laid to rest there in Oslo. Tragic figure, Peter Hamm, a Badfinger, would have been 68 today. And the space ace, Ace Frehley, is 64 years old. Okay,
yeah.
So, Mark, Gina, how many Pink Floyd fans are pinched at the sports arena 40 years ago tonight for smoking silly cigarettes?
500.
1,000.
511.
Oh,
Jesus.
Mark.
Yeah.
500. Wow, yeah. Look at you.
Good thing we're not doing Price is Right style where you can't go over.
You get to take the $100 bill out of my pocket. Dig deep. Yeah, over 500 people jailed for token up at the Pink Floyd show. All right, I'm going to play some Pink Floyd here on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Stay in school, kids. Don't do drugs. This is Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound. We're Southern California's classic rock.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Button up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
So I instructed Josh, who is the assistant program director here at 100.3 The Sound, to send me any and all comments, good or bad. I want to see them all. Dear Sound, I no longer listen to The Sound because I can't stand Mark Thompson. I think he is an arrogant, name-dropping gossip whore. Let me say that again.
So far, so good?
I think he is an arrogant, name-dropping gossip whore. Mm-hmm. Mark Thompson touts himself as being all about classic rock. Well, in my opinion, anybody who would cut into any song in order to conduct a phone interview could care less about music. Mm. Mark is a poser. He is too good to follow the Triple Play Thursday programming, which again is evidence to me that his loyalty to classic rock and music is questionable. Mm. He would rather flap his gums and pimp out his daughter in a vain attempt to boost his ratings. Mm-hmm. For me, The Sound used to be the best radio station in Los Angeles. I stopped listening to KLOS because of Mark. Mm. So now I have stopped listening to The Sound. I miss the real classic rock DJs, and I especially miss Uncle Joe. I am disappointed that The Sound management has placed commercialism over music. Mm. As far as I am concerned, The Sound's radio commercials that compare how many more commercials KLOS plays versus The Sound has no merit, because regardless of the number of commercials, bringing Mark Thompson back negates that difference. Mm.
Sincerely,
Daryl.
Sincerely.
Hey, he's Daryl, right. Daryl. You're a jerk.
Can I blow Daryl's mind for a second, Mark?
Sure.
Hey, Daryl, Uncle Joe still works here.
Well, he doesn't know that because he stopped listening.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl, thank you for listening. For one, I couldn't agree with you more. I am a poser. Hang on, let me get it.
And you know he's listening right now.
You're a whore.
I am an arrogant, name-dropping gossip whore.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's listening right now. People that write letters like that, they care too much.
And you know what?
to not listen.
He just gave you a great idea for your business card. Mark Thompson, arrogant, name-dropping whore.
Gossip whore.
Yeah.
Today, the players have arrived. Itty Bitty Theater will be heard. It won't be denied, Dan. We're going to discuss the Bruce Jenner situation at 7:50, 10 minutes until 8. And we ask that if you have an opinion, we'd love to hear it. Our phone number up in here is 888-696-1003. Here is Aerosmith, 100.3 The Sound. We are Southern California's classic rock.
Why do you hate Aerosmith?
I don't know. I just do. Aerosmith, 100.3 The Sound. And really quickly, of course, the devastation in Nepal, which took place this weekend. At this point, and it'll climb, of course, 3,200 dead. Unfortunately, it's times like this that the evil ones come. You're going to get phone calls at your house. You're going to get emails from a website that looks legitimate, and they're imploring you to donate to help the victims. Unfortunately, these are criminals, and they're going to take your money and put it in their pocket. I had Sam put the Red Cross banner up on markinthemorning.com. It's as simple as this. If you really want to help out these people, and they right now need everything, then what you'll do is simply click on the Red Cross banner. It'll take you directly to the page where you donate to help these people that are in serious, dire need at this point. So that's markinthemorning.com. Click on the Red Cross banner and make your donations. Apparently, we have a couple of people that have rebuttal statements to the guy's email we just got. We have Paul from Pasadena. Good morning, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
And we have Ron from Ventura. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Okay. Paul, you go first.
Okay. Your letter that you just wrote, just read, you handled it very well. And whether, anyone in the listeners or whatever in the audience agreed with that, it's good to have opposing views. You do all the "We're in America" or whatever. Anyway, I thought it was great, what can I say,
Apparently you can't.
Really well.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, your thoughts, right. Please.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark, I'm a longtime listener of KMET, and when you came on, I felt like this guy. I didn't like you. But you know what? Since you came to the sound, it's different. And you know what? Rock on, man, because, you know, I like the laughter.
Yeah.
You know, the music's still there.
So, yeah.
You know, that guy's a jerk.
Well, you know, look, I think we all knew when the sound invited me to come and do a morning show, we knew that there were going to be certain members of the listening audience of the sound that were going to go away because that's really all they want to hear is
and
classic
I
rock.
I wanted to change it because when Candy T did that with that other jerk, I did turn off, but, and I didn't think you guys were funny at first. But
you don't turn off this jerk.
Oh, no, this jerk's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, my kind of jerk.
It's because of the group he's with.
Did you hear that, Mark?
Oh, look at that.
Listen, I would never deny the fact that I've got Jackie and Danny. It has made all the difference in the world with this program. And so I concur.
No, you know, you guys together, I mean, I did. I hesitated on, do I got to listen to this stuff again? And when it came on and I listened and I've been wanting to call him and I thought, no, but that letter, it just, you know, driving into work. And I said, you know, somebody has to hear this. So.
What,
you guys rock on, man. I love the station.
What about the letter from last week? No one gives a damn about Danny.
Danny, that letter clearly said that you need to either be fired or stop talking, and I still hear you talking.
Whatever, man.
Ron, listen, we're going to reach deep into Gina's booty box because I dream of Gina's booty box. What do you got for Ron there, Gina?
I have amazing things right in my booty box this week. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, $100 Burke Williams gift card, Pat, LA Vegan Beer and Food Festival. What do you like, sir?
You know, I'll pass on it right now.
Great.
I just wanted to say, you know, you guys wrong.
Well, Ron, listen, thank you for listening.
Take your booty box and shove it.
Thank you for
if she's 56, or gonna be, I mean, she looks good because I'm 56 and I'm...
What? You know, what? I'm a very young 56, Mark.
Well, rock on,
thank you.
Ron, thanks for the call, my brother. We appreciate it.
I gotta say something, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I love our listeners, but why are they so confused? You were never on KMET.
Yeah, too bad we don't have somebody screening these calls. That would be great.
You know, I didn't want to, you know, bust his bubble. He was on a roll.
Yeah, we got the point.
All right, we must conduct business. Itty Bitty Theater is just around the corner, so stick around. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. And I want to talk about my buddies at South Bay BMW. Now that you've turned in your taxes, it is time to reward yourself for all your hard work. South Bay BMW will give you the best value for that big refund check. They have Match Plus pricing program where they will at least match, if not beat, any warehouse club buying program, newspaper, car research website, or email deal in the state of California on the same equipped current model year BMW. When you buy from South Bay, you are a VIP. You get full access to the BMW geniuses who will help you experience all the great features on your new vehicle. I drive a BMW. These are performance machines. South Bay was the very first sponsor of Mark in the Morning. As one of the highest volume BMW dealerships in the country, you're going to get the car, the color, and the equipment that you want. Visit them on Hawthorne Boulevard and 190th Street in Torrance, or visit them online at southbaybmw.com. South Bay BMW is the newest member of the McKenna European Auto Centers family. Now, as I said earlier, welcome back, Mark in the Morning. By the way, if you have comments, questions, 888-696-1003. At 7:50, 10 minutes until 8, we're going to discuss as a room the Bruce Jenner interview from this past weekend. And if you have questions or comments, then you can join us for that. Right now, I'm completely in the mood for an oobla-dee, oobla-da.
Actually, before you play this, I've got a fun fact. You like fun facts? Music fun facts?
Yes.
You know the first lyrics of it? Desmond has a barrow in the marketplace?
Yeah.
You know where that came from?
No. Mm-mm.
Desmond Decker. You remember this guy?
I love Desmond Decker. Song live before he died.
Catch me in a farm. You sound your alarm.
Just before they wrote this song, Desmond Decker took a tour of England, and Paul McCartney had just seen him, so he decided to work him into this song.
I am so happy.
You see,
right,
Andy,
now.
I of course knew that because I am all about classic rock.
That's right.
So you
your middle name is Classic Rock.
That's
it's
what I'm
Mark
saying.
Classic Rock
that,
Thompson.
That's what I'm saying.
Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound.
Beatles, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. And now, with the thought of the day, here's Gina.
Hey guys,
I like the squeal of the microphone stand. That's good.
No, this is important. Everybody, listen up.
And that was the thought of the day.
Did you know that you can prevent yourself from crying while peeling onions by chewing gum? And did you know you can also prevent yourself from crying in any other situation by not being such a little bitch?
This has been the thought of the day with Gina.
History.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40.
It was on this day that, for my money, one of the greatest jocks, personalities, Casey Kasem, was born in 1932. Also born on this day, 1947, Pete Ham of Badfinger.
No matter what you are.
Sadly, Badfinger broke up in 1975. Several months later, Pete took his own life.
Such a tragic band. That behind the music?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I cried my eyes out.
It was on this day back in 1980, the legendary New York disco Studio 54 shuts down due to various questionable activities 3 years and one day after opening its doors. And it was on this day back in 2005, former American Idol hopeful Corey Clark claimed that he and Judge Paula Abdul had sex in the guest room of her house while he was a contestant on the show.
Remember when that was a huge scandal?
Yeah, I remember when people cared about that?
Yeah.
It's a crap basket now.
So good.
It was also on this day that Chicago, this is in 1974, Chicago's album 7, featuring I've Been Searching for So Long and Wishing You Were Here, is the number one album. And it was on this day in 1968, Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson single breaks under the Billboard chart. It reaches number one 5 weeks later. Crazy, how long since you've seen The Graduate?
You know,
I'm gonna say 10 years.
I actually just watched it like about maybe 2 weeks ago, and I don't think I've ever seen it in its entirety. What a great movie.
It's really,
it still
really
holds up to this day because of its themes. It shows the genius of director Mike Nichols.
Only thing, just for my, I don't know, my age, whatever, that I found to be a little jarring was the pace. It's very slow, but it should be because the story is fantastic.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a story of existential angst. You can't just zip through that. You know, it's got to kind of plod along.
You could these days. But and right. I'm so glad that nobody's tried to remake that yet.
Yeah.
I got one word for you.
Uh-oh.
Plastics. I just love it. So it always intrigues me why certain lines become iconic, and that one, out of all lines from The Graduate, is iconic.
I love how he looked at me so searingly when he said that, too. It was a little jarring.
We've got Sports with Todd at 5 minutes after 8. Don Friesen's coming in. We're going to giggle with him. And then it's 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. We will discuss as a group, and we encourage your comments on the phones. We'll discuss the Bruce Jenner situation. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Thank you, Uncle Joe. Before we trend, real quick, of course, the devastating earthquake in Nepal over the weekend is there is so much that is needed. In fact, here is the director of the International Medical Corps talking about what is needed.
We need more resources on the ground. We need human resources, doctors, nurses. We need pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, and we need the ability to bring clean water to the people that need it the most in a place where cholera is endemic.
And I feel like it's my responsibility to let and warn a lot of you that there are going to be criminal activity asking for money, telling you it's going to go to the victims when it goes to their pocket. So the best and simplest way to help those that are in need is the Red Cross. And simply go to markinthemorning.com. I had Sam put the banner right there. You click on that red banner. It takes you directly to the Red Cross's donation page. You are going to be helping so many people. Let's find out what's trending. Here is Gina.
Well, making $1.32 billion with a B dollars worldwide, Furious 7 has now topped Frozen at the box office, which only grossed a paltry $1.27 billion worldwide. After a two-year phase-out program, Chipotle's ingredients are now officially GMO-free. And here's what's trending in sports. More than 30 years after they pounded the hardwood, a pair of Nike sneakers that Michael...
Mark. I'm sorry, you just said pounded the hardwood.
I sure did.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is.
It must be hard. It must be crisp.
I was talking about shoes. I was talking about Michael Jordan shoes that he wore during his rookie season. They have been sold at auction for $71,553. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. Itty Bitty Theater is next. And now, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Well, over the weekend, President Obama once again brought the funny to the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner over this weekend.
After the midterm elections, my advisors asked me, Mr. President, do you have a bucket list? And I said, well, I have something that rhymes with bucket list.
Now, if I were giving notes, I would say, Mr. President, when you're doing cheap political humor, say it fast. The audience is beating you to the punchline. As soon as we heard bucket, we knew what was coming. Mr. President. Let's go to Bob. He's calling from Manhattan Beach. Good day, Bob. What up?
Good day. Just wanted to say in response to that letter you read earlier that when you and your old show left that old station, I tried hanging on and keeping the dial tuned. And, man, I couldn't hang. I mean, what they had was so different from what you all were doing previously. I said, I don't know what the management's thinking, but this is not for me. So I looked for another classic rock station, found The Sound. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, boom, Mark and the new group are there, and Mark's back with the new group. And I said, yeah, this is it. And I can basically just sum up my whole sentiment in four words. Mornings are fun again.
Aww. Nice of you, Bob. That's great.
Mike,
Thank you.
Will need that for a promo.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, your whole chemistry, everybody on there, all of you, man, don't need to go through the laundry list of everybody. You guys are just...
No, please do.
You don't need to mention Dan.
I've expended so many endorphins laughing that I'm ready to go to work and kick ass.
Aww. Bob, can I just ask you a quick question on Danny's behalf?
Yes.
Does your joy and mirth include Danny's contributions?
Include Danny?
Yes.
I doubt
this answer. Absolutely. He's a part of it. I mean, when Mark called him in to be producer, stroke of genius. Another one, I might add.
Promo, Mikey. Stroke of genius.
Bang, zoom. See you at the premiere.
Well, Mark's full of them. You know, that's what made the old show what it was and what makes this show what you guys are. And
he is full of it.
The energy, the chemistry, everything you guys all have together every morning, man.
Gina.
It's changed my whole ride to work.
Awesome. Gina, do me a favor. When I'm being complimented, shut your mouth.
And Mark, at the risk of being completely rejected, dare I
please
reach into my booty box?
Please.
All right. Bob, I'd sure like to give you something. What would you like? Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo tickets, $100 Burke Williams gift card, or the LA Vegan Beer and Food Festival tickets? VIP tickets.
I'll take the VIP tickets.
Awesome. Yeah, you will. A pair of VIP tickets to the LA Vegan Beer and Food Festival on May 16th. That's going to you, my dear.
Yeah, Gina, when
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. When Mark's being complimented, shut up. Don't worry. It doesn't happen very often.
I am feeling so unappreciated. Yeah. I think what we need is culture. We need it brought into our lives as we come through the weekend with the garbage that, you know, you have to deal with, you know, wiping butts and bathing kids and, you know, banging your wife. It's good to be reminded that culture exists in this world. The players have assembled. Danny, bring us in, if you would.
You guys ready?
Sure.
Yes.
You yelled at me. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Itty Bitty Theater.
Good morning and welcome to Itty Bitty Theater. I am your host, Jonathan Smobles.
God.
You think it's more...
If he says it fast.
More appropriate if he says it quickly. All right.
Today, we venture down the path of self-improvement. The troubled woman will be lived out by Gina.
Hmm.
God will be put forth by the talent.
I like
Ooh.
It.
Settle in now for theater at its finest as we bring you Ticket to Heaven. God visited a woman who was struggling, and he told her,
"You must give..." Wait, nothing happens to my voice when I say it.
No.
You have a button to press that makes you sound all big.
We need echo.
God visited a woman who was struggling. And God told her,
"You must give up smoking, drinking, and sex if you want to get into heaven."
To which the woman replied,
"I'll try my best."
So she went about her life and did as God suggested. A week later, God visited the woman to see how she was doing.
"Not bad. I've given up smoking and drinking, but then I bent over to get some stuff out of the freezer, and my boyfriend caught sight of my long, slender, tan legs. He couldn't help himself, so he made love to me right then and there."
To which God replied,
"We don't like that in heaven."
Yeah, they weren't too happy about it in Costco, neither.
Fantastic. Absolutely. It landed, as they say.
Bravo!
However, I do believe that God could have been stronger with echo and thunder, but we'll work on that at a later time. Ladies and gentlemen, for Itty Bitty Theater, I'm your host, Jonathan Small Balls.
There it is.
Loud and proud.
Sound
just
like
do it.
Small, bro.
Just do it.
That was funny.
We're going to roll some Super Tramp. When we come back,
no, we're
going
not.
To... Oh, we're not.
God.
Nope.
Whoa, I know we're rolling. We're rolling Ram Jam.
We are. And would you like to hear the fun fact that accompanies it?
Before you do, let me promote. We're going to talk about Bruce Jenner on the other side of this. And if you have a comment, 888-696-1003. Here's Andy, ergo the talent, ergo God.
Yes. When I play the song sometimes, people will contact me and say, that song's inappropriate. I don't like the sound of that song. It's Ram Jam's Black Betty. What a lot of people don't know is this song's about 90 years old.
Mm.
It was done by Lead Belly.
Bam, Black Betty had a baby. Bam, a lamb. Black Betty had a baby. Bam, a lamb.
Wow.
Little thing went crazy. Bam, a lamb. Little
this is an old blues standard.
Bam,
so if you're mad at Ram Jam, then you're mad at Led Zeppelin. You're mad at Cream. You're mad at everybody.
This is damn dirty classic rock catalog.
Damn thing gone wild. And actually, they're talking, maybe talking about a whip, a prison whip, the Black Betty.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. We learned something today.
That's
I like it when
jam.
We learn something. Mark in the morning. 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's Guys Rock. The Damn Thing Gone Wild, Bam Balam. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock.
Thank you, Andrew. So I specifically wanted to save this conversation for later in the program when we could listen to comment from you, the home and car listener. So as we speak of this, if you have a comment or a question, 888-696-1003. It was on Friday night that Bruce Jenner told the world, "I am a woman."
I would walk off the stage and I would feel like a liar.
I would say, you just got no guts. And then literally go up in the hotel room, change clothes, and go out and walk around.
As the woman he wanted to be, in a dress, alone.
You mean, through the years we have seen you out, but didn't know?
Yes. Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Boys? I mean, they would come up to you, or men?
Yeah, it was actually Opryland Hotel.
But it was so important to you to do it that you would take that kind of risk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
After the special, the Twitter world exploded. Lady Gaga wrote, "Now that is bravery." Mm. Rob Lowe, quote, "I was proud of Bruce Jenner in Montreal, and I'm proud of him tonight. Some have to fight more than the rest of us for their happiness." And Jimmy Fallon wrote, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Mm. The much-hyped interview set record. 16.9 million viewers tuned in. It is 2020's biggest audience in 15 years and the most watched Friday program excluding sports since 2003. On Twitter, the interview became the most social Friday telecast of all time. So I did want to get into this because I don't know that I've ever experienced anything like this. And I'll eat my own words. I said on this program twice when they were leading up to the interview, I said, look, I get it. I understand, but I'm uncomfortable with it. Hmm. And Gina, in both times that I said it, she said, is it because he was such a celebrated athlete? And I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. So I went into this interview in the middle. And I sat and I watched Bruce Jenner in such pain and torment that I have now flipped a 180. Wow. First of all, I was introduced to a great person and a great father. And it broke my heart to know that Bruce Jenner has known all this time what he was, but he didn't come out so that he could save his children who were young and they wouldn't understand daddy wants to be a mommy. It broke my heart. And here's the key. And Bruce Jenner said, I'm a Christian. And I wondered, what would God think of this? And then it hit me. Maybe God put me on this earth to do this. What you witnessed Friday night is going to save millions of lives. I did not know that kids, when they were five, would say to their parents, I'm a boy. I'm not a girl. And then later in teen years, because their parents would shun them as they would share they were killing themselves. By Bruce Jenner doing what he did on Friday night, it is not only one of the most courageous things I've ever seen, but because of that, he is going to share the word with these young people that it's okay. What you're feeling is okay. You don't have to kill yourself. There is hope for you.
Yeah.
And I, it's the bravest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I want to piggyback on what you just said, and I want to address what I had said on this program, too. I've said from the beginning that, look, whoever you are, whoever you need to be, I 100% support that. And I think that's great. But I think up until Friday night, I conflated the whole Kardashian train wreck that's happening, you know, on reality TV with Bruce Jenner's situation. I didn't know. And I confused when he found out with when I found out about
it. Interesting.
And so knowing that at 6 years old, he wanted to put on a dress, knowing right. that's how he's felt his entire life. When he waved that flag, when he won the decathlon, that in his heart, that's how he felt. All of that makes me want to get behind him entirely. And my only comment that I had said before this was, okay, great, be who you need to be, but why do you want it to all play out on reality TV?
Because it's going to help.
Realizing now that, you know, this is something that he is. It's who he is, and this is going to help save countless lives, and people are going to feel that much more secure in being who they feel like being. Then he has my support.
Yeah, and you know, they got out right in front of that, right when they sat down on the couch. And first of all, Mark, I knew you'd appreciate, you know, he got very emotional right from the beginning. He said, now, Diane, you have to remember, it's very important that we keep our sense of humor about this. And the first thing, one of the first things she asked him was, a lot of people are cynical. A lot of people think you're doing this for attention, for the TV show. And to hear him say, I would never transform my body, take hormone therapy, do all these things for a show. Like, what are you people thinking? You are the cynics. It's not me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt, and we'll get to Jackie and Danny in a second, which I assume they saw it. Let's go to Matt. He's calling from L.A. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Mark. Good to hear you again.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, yeah, I used to listen to you on KLOS for years. You and Brian just lit up my mornings. Kind of good to hear you back here on the sound.
Thank you, brother.
I have a comment about the Bruce Jenner story. I know it's going to rub some people the wrong way, but I've got to say this. Why is he getting news for this? He's not the first person to do this.
But he is
he's the first
bravery. I mean, I understand he had to go through a lot to open up and do this. I get this, but he's not the first person to do it.
I know, okay? Matt, but he
is. You want to look up the name of somebody who's actually brave? Try doing this in high school.
Okay, but listen, I understand. Let me address your comment. He is the most celebrated celebrity to go through this.
Okay.
And that's why he's getting, but that's why he's getting so much airtime.
Okay, I'll give him that. But try doing this in high school. You know how it is, how hard it is for an adolescent trying to identify with themselves and trying to figure out who they are, and to have the kind of peer pressure, and to go through this. Okay, there is a person you want to look up this name, Pat Cordova Goss. Okay, currently a high school senior at Azusa High School. Identified himself as transgender, is currently playing on the girls' softball team.
Okay.
You with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. The very first game that they played, Azusa High School had police there to monitor the game because they had no idea what was going to happen. They didn't know if the opposing team was going to cause a problem, if protesters. They had no idea what to expect, okay? This person stood out, all right, and she was out there basically in the spotlight. That is tough to do.
Right, and I don't think that it has to be one or the other. I don't think anyone's trying to pull rank here at all. I think that Bruce is saying, a lot of people have been here before me. A lot of people will be here after me. I'm doing this now, and in order to support them and in order to ask people to support me, I'm going to come forward and do this so we can all sort of join together. Yeah. People know they're not alone. I don't think it's a competition.
Matt, I think you make your own point, actually. You're saying that this person in school in Azusa has had such a rough time and is so brave to do this. The goal, I think, is that by Bruce Jenner doing this, a man who once embodied masculinity, that him doing this will make it easier for the next person. And the next person to do it in high school won't have to go through all the slings and arrows that the Pat did in Azusa.
Bruce said it. I'm going to change the world. And because he has come out the way he did, and then this show that I assume is going to show the transition, he is saving lives. He is making it okay for these teenage kids to go through what they're going through. And again, it was blowing my mind that a 5-year-old kid wrote on a piece of paper to his parents, I'm a boy, not a girl. That's what's so groundbreaking about this.
Well, and I think it extends so far past the person who's actually going through this. I think the bigger ripple is going to be the parents not kicking these kids out. It's not going to be, family shunning them, the friends' confusion. We're all seeing this. This is going to be a mainstream issue now. So this is going to keep families together, I think.
I also want to say this, and then let's bring Todd up right now. Let's see if he's there. I'm pretty sure he is. I want to say this. ABC did a fantastic job at putting this together, because I kind of thought they were going to limp in and show us Bruce's life for an hour, and then we would see they jumped right in. Yeah. It was edited beautifully. That show is going to win Emmys out the yang. That was brilliant, brilliant journalism that we watched last night. Todd, you've been listening. Did you have a chance to see the interview? And Todd's not there.
We're getting Todd right now.
Okay, well.
I'm right here.
There he is.
How come he's on the phone?
He's on the phone today.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the phone today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're out of town. So have you been listening?
I'm in the Oakland airport right now. Yeah. And you know what's great about airports? The bars are open at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No shame. There's no shame at the airport.
That? Todd, would you like a double for $1 more?
Of course. $1 more, I wish.
Todd, real quickly, before we jump into sports, did you have a chance to watch the Bruce Jenner interview on Friday night?
You know, I did not. I TV'd it or TiVo'd it, whatever it's called, and I'll be watching it tonight when I get home.
Okay, want to hear your thoughts after you've seen it.
Okay, good, good. I look forward to seeing it, too. Yeah, you bet, you bet.
Well, let's find out what is happening in the world of sports. This fella's in an airport and broadcasting what we need. Todd, you're on.
That's it. I'm entertaining everybody at Gate 31 here at the airport in Oakland. So, you know, they're all looking at this. What is this guy? You know, come on, pal. Pipe that on the phone, will you? No, I'll tell you. Look, the Clippers in San Antonio, this thing has Game 7 written all over it. The Clippers last night beat San Antonio 114-105. The series now tied at 2 games apiece. And it's the best of the first round series. We all knew that. Some of these series have been sweeps already. The Golden State Warriors have swept. The Cleveland Cavaliers swept yesterday. They took out the Celtics. So this series between San Antonio and the Clippers is a great one, with the Clippers winning last night. Chris Paul, 34.7 assists. So we look forward to Game 5 on Tuesday in Los Angeles, as the Clippers will host that one. And we now know the Ducks' second-round opponent as well. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Calgary beat Vancouver, and so the Ducks will face Calgary in the second round. Baseball-wise, well, let's see. The Texas Rangers beat the Angels 5-4 in 11 innings, but it looks like the Josh Hamilton's going to go back to the Texas Rangers. So, you know, the Angels are having, in a sense, I think the total, they're going to pay like $68 million over the next 3 years for Josh Hamilton to play somewhere else, to play with the Texas Rangers. So that's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. I'm sure you can hear that announcement here at the airport, too. So anyway, the Angels lost. The Dodgers also lost to San Diego 3-1. The only run the Dodgers scored, Alex Guerrero, his fifth home run of the season. This rookie is having a great season. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, a couple of big injuries. One, Adam Wainwright. Now, Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals, the starting pitcher, he's like the Clayton Kershaw of the Cardinals. In fact, I mean, Kershaw, Bumgarner, and Adam Wainwright have been the three top pitchers in the National League the last couple of years. And Adam Wainwright is now out for the rest of the season, has a left Achilles, so he's done. And I love this one, Max Scherzer, who was acquired by the Washington Nationals in the offseason. He sprained his thumb while batting, and he's been in the American League. He's with the Detroit Tigers. He's been in the American League. So he sprained his thumb while batting this past week. He may miss a couple of spots in the rotation. And, of course, he said, you know something, the National League really needs a designated hitter. That coming from a pitcher who sprained his thumb while batting. And the NFL news, we have one more baseball news. Alex Rodriguez yesterday, his 659th career home run. He is one shy of Willie Mays for a number 4 on the all-time home run list. The Yankees beat the Mets 6-4.
Let me interject, because I saw it, and it's crazy. The reception he gets at Yankee Stadium, he's a god to them. I guess it doesn't matter that he cheats and injects his body with growth hormone and steroids. They love him, and he jacked it out. I mean, it was way out. He's still a great baseball player, but I don't get it.
Yeah, that was his fifth home run of the season already, number 659 in his career. And, you know, he's due, like, millions of dollars when he makes these, like, landmark home runs, like when he passes Willie Mays up. And the Yankees are considering not paying him these, you know, millions of dollars in bonuses, because, in a sense, they say it's a tainted record because of the performance-enhancing drugs. Falsely or fraudulently got many of these home runs to pass up Willie Mays. So, you know, expect some court battles on the amount of money that they're going to spend on Alex Rodriguez and his bonuses for passing up some of these top players on the Major League list. And then one final note, NFL-wise, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, says both stadium proposals in the Los Angeles area at Carson and at Inglewood are viable. And he expects that, Los Angeles will soon be with an NFL football team.
Todd, what are you doing on Thursday morning at 8:50 Pacific? Are you on the road?
8:50 Pacific. No, this Thursday I'll be back. I'll be back at my normal microphone tomorrow.
Okay. Well, Thursday night is the draft. It is round one of the draft. And so at 8:50, Sam Farmer, who covers the NFL for the Los Angeles Times, is going to join us. And I want you on that, Todd, as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they have the first round on Thursday night, and it's from Chicago this year, Radio City Music Hall, where they usually have the draft. In New York is booked with another show, so the draft this year is going to be in Chicago. They've got round one on Thursday night, rounds two and three on Friday night, and then the rest of the rounds through seven on Saturday. So, yeah, this is NFL draft week. We'll be talking about that. And don't forget, this is Kentucky Derby week. You know,
oh, that's
Saturday
right.
is Kentucky Derby. And, of course, this Saturday is the Mayweather Pacquiao fight. So, I mean, this is a huge week in sports coming up.
All right. Well, then cover it for us because we don't know crap about it.
All I have to do now is get on a plane to get back to my microphone, okay?
Todd, tell us who makes this job possible for you.
Well, it's the good folks at Frontier Toyota in Valencia, California. Go see Bob Corson. Go see Joe Queso. Get yourself a Toyota, the home of zero down, zero first payment, and 0% interest. FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, we'll see you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye-bye.
8:35, we are giggling. We got Don Friesen in the room. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Does Rita still work here?
Stop it.
Pretty sure.
It's funny. I'll get up mornings to do show prep on this. And there'll be an email from Rita. She doesn't go to bed till 6 in the morning.
Right.
And I'm up at 5. And she and I are emailing back and forth.
Wow.
And it's funny. She is the foulest-mouthed female you'd ever want to run across.
Only to you, turns out.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
I guess it is. But Rita, again, let me go back and give you the same advice that I said before. A lot of research went into this, Rita, and the research came back that people just don't want to hear you talk.
Oh.
So when you're on the air and you're playing a record, and if you feel the urge to talk before going into the next round, don't. It's just my advice.
You are a real Dale Carnegie.
I wish you would take your own advice.
Just winning friends and influencing people, spreading sunshine everywhere.
Everybody loves me.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Steve. Now, we're talked about the Bruce Jenner thing, and a lot of people had their various opinions. And, you know, let's go to Steve. He is calling from Orange County. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mark. Miss you a bunch, buddy. And, you know, I don't want to play devil's advocate here and really piss everyone off. But, you know, what I watched Friday until I had to turn it off. Because my point of view here is, what deviant behavior next is society going to be forced to accept? Because this is nothing more than he has urges that he wants to be a girl. Well, some people have urges that they want to kill people, and Manson's still in prison for it. So what do we have to accept as a society? What deviant behavior?
Wait, did you just compare women to murderers?
Yeah.
I didn't compare women to murderers. I compared somebody having thoughts and dreams outside of society's norm.
But being a female is not outside
and
of society's norm.
Which ones do we have to accept?
All right, well, Steve, okay, I hear you, and, you know, look, we got freedom of speech here. So my just a couple of questions. As you watched it, you are struggling with the idea that Bruce, born as a boy, could actually be a woman trapped in a man's body. Are you not buying that?
No, I'm not buying it at all. I'm buying more that he's just another spoiled brat like most of today's society, and he wants what he wants, and everyone else is supposed to accept it.
What does Bruce Jenner wearing a Chanel dress have to do with mass murder? I don't understand how that kills anyone.
No, it's he believes he was born a woman trapped in a man's body. Uh-huh. Well, some people believe others don't deserve to live. I mean, where do we draw the line now with deviant behavior? You know, we've had to throw the Bible away. We can't go by that anymore. Religion's thrown in the toilet.
I'm glad we don't go by the Bible
that anymore. And now we're stuck with
this. If we ate
this.
Shellfish, we'd be stoned in the street, I believe.
So,
well, we could be, and according to the Bible, you know, God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. So what's next?
Mm. Now, Steve, out of interest, are you a big Christian man?
No, not really. And to be honest with you, other than dating my wife for 5 years and going to church with her, before that I think I'd walked into church maybe 10 times. And when I dated my wife, I went to Sunday services at Catholic Church and sat through that because I wanted to be with her. And I just wanted to spend time with her, and I absorbed part of the religion. Of course, I've read the Bible on my own, and I have my own views and beliefs about God and what he wants society to abide by. But I'm just wondering, as me, common citizen Steve, what do we have to accept next?
So you're saying that Bruce and the student in Azusa that we were introduced to a little bit ago and other people in this situation should just be persecuted and laughed at.
I'm not saying they should be persecuted, but they shouldn't be brought up on a soapbox and made into be heroes either. And,
Steve,
and if that's what they want, then do it behind the doors. Do it. You don't have to. Bruce Jenner doesn't have to put on a Chanel dress and walk down a red carpet ceremony.
Steve,
he can
listen,
put on a Chanel dress, walk all over his house, all he wants, and keep it to himself. The rest of us shouldn't have to see it. We shouldn't have to put up with it. And you know what? I shouldn't have to sit down with a 5, 6, 7, 9, 10-year-old son who's seen a commercial on a TV and have to explain to him why the Olympic hero that he was raised to like and admire now wants to dress up as a woman. And
all
now
right.
Here's second point, and you guys probably won't see the correlation here. My son, of course, doesn't wear dresses, but likes to have long hair. So now he's increasingly getting the questions, is he Bruce Jenner? Are you going to become a girl, too?
Steve,
now,
listen.
That's every male now with long hair is going to have to face that
Steve,
question
Steve, when do we get to talk?
All right, so Steve, listen, I'm running late. I just want to get an answer to one question, having listened to you and your take. What is your belief on homosexuality?
It's a choice.
It's a choice. So you don't believe that they were born homosexuals?
No, I don't. And I know quite a few. And while I agree that they should have the same rights as married couples, I don't believe it should be called marriage. Civil union was sufficient in the state of California, and it should be in the rest of the country, although there are many that disagree with that. And that goes to one more thing, is what next does society have to accept? You know,
Steve, we
had to accept gay and lesbian in marriage, right? But the gay and lesbians, they don't want to get divorces, and they don't want to give marriage to anyone else.
What?
Polygamists, bigamists, they don't deserve marriage. Only gays and lesbians. And now, you know, Bruce gets to dress up as a girl. We're going to have to see this in a TV show. You know, and like I said, what's next? And you know, hey, Mark, thanks for letting me on the air. The sound, you guys are great. Love you all. I'll go. Didn't mean to upset anyone.
No.
I hope it further.
Oh, no, you're spreading sunshine everywhere you go.
Steve, listen, thank you for the call. This is 790 KABC.
Wow.
Well, and you know what I heard just now? It was like, and Mark, you kind of touched on this. It was somebody who is upset because they don't know how to process this. It's not necessarily that Bruce is a bad guy or Bruce is this or Bruce is that, but this one person and probably many people it's upsetting and confusing to them because they're not sure what to do with it. So
I understand.
Maybe they'll figure it out.
And one more thing, you know, a couple of things. You're talking about society and what the norm is. Well, try to pin down what falls into that round hole, and you can't. Bruce Jenner told us that he was a conservative, and I think that surprised some people
on Friday. That blew
and he
me
thinks
away.
Mitch McConnell's going to welcome with open arms. And
I
also,
thought Diane Sawyer was going to fall off the couch when he said that.
Also, another thing, we just talked about homosexuality and gender assignment. Those two things are not necessarily, they don't necessarily go hand in hand.
Sure.
So you can't put everybody into one same size hole. You just can't do it.
I don't, sorry.
Go ahead, Jackie.
I don't have kids or anything, but I mean, is it, how would you react if you have to explain this to Silas at this age? You know, if he had questions like that, like, I mean, how do you address that?
You know what?
You don't have to explain anything.
I don't have to explain. Number one, he's not going to watch TV because he doesn't get any TV time outside of Dora the Explorer and Super Y. But beyond that, and I am the gatekeeper for information, but if my son has questions about things like that, you know what? If my child, any child of mine, ever came to me and said, "Dad, I learned something about myself," and it's hard for me to tell you this, but I love you and I want to be accepted. What kind of parent am I to turn my back on them then? Bruce Jenner broke up because he thought about his dad and how it would have broken his heart to see his son who he reveled in his masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that to my kid. I could never turn my back on him for who he loves. Forget that.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So if that's the problem that I it's not a problem. If that's the situation that I face, then so be it. I'm not going to do anything to keep him from being who makes him happy.
And, you know, that's so well said. And it reminds me of this quote that I love so much that I think goes for everybody, and people forget this. And Bruce, I think, embodies it. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And he didn't want to suffer anymore. So he's coming out owning who he is.
And, you know, this is one of the reasons I wanted to move this into a part of the program where we could open up and speak about it freely. I wanted to address what Andy just talked about, but a little different vein of it. One of the reasons that this is so iconic and big and huge, with one of our most celebrated athletes coming out as a transgender, a female trapped in a man's body, is that conversations with your children is the groundbreaking move. This is the part that's going to really help. If your child, and I wouldn't be an advocate necessarily, I could be talked down, but I don't know that you need to go to your child and say, here's what's going on. But if your child comes to you and says, what is transgender or what is all this? Don't be afraid to answer their questions. Because your child, depending on the age, they can handle quite a bit. And this is it. This is the part that Bruce is saving the world with. He's bringing this from the hidden closet of frightened teenagers who don't know how to exist because they've been shunned by family. They think they're the only one. This brings it from there to the forefront. And this is what's going to save lives with these teenagers that think they're the only one. They're now going to know that they're not, and therefore they don't have to take their own lives.
Yeah, and I just think also it's well said. And when people bring in the religious aspect, I'm not totally sure I understand that, no matter what
religion
it is.
They're always going to.
But the thing is, that the basis of most, many, many religions is not to judge. You're here to help. You're not here to judge. So your opinion may or may not matter. If your kid has a question, you can answer them with the facts, but you don't necessarily have to give your opinion on it either. They're asking a question. They want an answer.
Also, to piggyback on what Andy had said, it's one of the things I was attracted most to him when I first met him, is what a good person and a great dad he is. It wouldn't matter what any of my kids said to me about whatever they think they are, or I'm their dad. And that was another thing that moved me with Bruce when he shared with his children, nervously, deathly afraid. And that he said, and they said, what am I going to do for a father? And he said, I will always be here for you. I'm still here. Dad is still here. What do I call you? Call me dad when I'm dressed up. Call me. That was just, I really didn't know much about Bruce Jenner other than the Kardashian stuff. I met a hero on Friday night, and we can, the phones are blowing up. I don't know what to do. But it was a monumental night. It was a huge night of a great man doing a great thing for society future. He is the bravest person I've ever sat and watched do what he did. We're supposed to have some giggles in here and they're not coming. So let's just let's conduct some business. We'll try to get back to it. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
You want to play the song, or you want me to play a spot?
No, song's gone. We got to do commercials and try to stay on time.
All right. Give Andy a moment to press.
Sorry.
Close himself.
Sorry. So as Andy tries to combobulate himself, we are going to play commercials momentarily. And then we have giggles. Don Friesen is in here.
Yeah,
in
follow
10
that, Don.
Follow a grown man crying about the emotional connection with his son. Yeah, good luck, Don. Tough crowd. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
All right, brace yourself. A Florida man who clearly needs him a new hobby is recovering in the hospital after a poisonous snake that he kissed did what poisonous snakes do, and he bit him in the lip. The guy, of course, went to the hospital. It says even before he was able to rip the snake off of his face, his face began to swell. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Authorities say Hatfield was keeping the snake illegally without permit or a cage and will face charges.
You know, I'm holding back a real hard that's what you get right now.
Oh, there's no question.
Okay.
He kissed a poisonous snake.
Yeah. Did he turn into a princess? Was that the hope?
Now, I'm going to share this because this scarred me from the first time I heard it. There is the most poisonous snake in the world, or one of them, is the Asian cobra. Mm-hmm. If you are in a place that the Asian cobra is indigenous, let's say you're taking a stroll through the park, and if you hear this, there is an Asian snake cobra near you. This is an actual recording. Now, word is, if they bite, you've got 60 seconds.
Actually, that's not the the sound of the Asian cobra.
That's not it?
I have the audio. You want to hear it?
I do want to hear it.
Here we go.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snakey snake. I'm so slithering snakey because I'm a snake. Slithering in your garden, catching me a mouse. Snake.
That's the Asian cobra.
I was mistaken. Mine says Asian, but you're right. That. If you hear that in the woods,
run. For the hills.
Because if he gets, yeah.
Yours sounded like the Grand Prix.
Yeah,
there was a
crazy.
Weird, like, crazy race car vibe to it.
It's like a...
Like it's doing laps.
Yeah, like a...
yeah.
Like a...
Ooh.
That's a snake.
Wow. No thanks.
Scary. And this is scary. Here's what's trending with Gina.
You know, this is actually scary. Metallica's album Death Magnetic has been named the loudest album ever by a mastering expert. Rapper Lil Wayne's tour bus came under gunfire outside an Atlanta nightclub around 3:30 a.m. early Sunday morning. No one was hurt, and the suspects are still on the loose. And this last one is for Miss Katie, our chick on the street. Tokyo Disney Resort reigns supreme as the world's least expensive Disneyland. I smell a live remote. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning, and now The Doors. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
After the conversation we've had, that seems apropos. The Doors on Mark in the Morning. So we're welcomed now by Funny. This man's name is Don Friesen. You're going to have a chance to see him twice in Hermosa Beach. We'll get into that later. Don Friesen is his name. Good morning, Don, and welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So you're going to go to an island to live the rest of your life.
Okay.
That's the bad news.
You can take one candy bar for the rest of your life, just one kind. Which would it be?
One candy bar. York Peppermint Patty.
Ooh, we've never heard that one.
Yeah.
No.
Want to stay cool on the island.
I like that.
Interesting. All right, so you can take one food, one kind of food. And you're on an island. Nobody's going to care. You could be fat.
Yeah. No. I was going to say pineapple, but they probably already have it.
Yeah, you got this. That's a gimme.
Yeah. Now you feel like coconut. An idiot, right? Can't believe I'd fill up my carry-on with pineapple. What a bad call.
I should have been thinking.
One food. I'll say... Shrimp.
This is hard for you,
shrimp.
Isn't it?
Sautéed shrimp.
The two things he can find on or near the island he wants to take.
All right.
I suck at this game already.
You can take one album.
Don't say Don Ho.
No. I would take Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Nice.
One movie.
Oh, gosh. One movie. It's got to be Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Nice.
No, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You can take, for conversation purposes, one person. It can't be your wife or girlfriend. One person that can be dead or alive. For conversation
purposes.
Yeah, to keep you company.
Okay. I guess Buddha would be a bad call, huh?
Sounds good to me.
It's a good conversation.
Yeah. It's your island.
He just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, he's got a lot of advice, though. I mean, didactic.
One person to talk to. Boy, I would Charles Grodin. I don't know.
Buddha or Charles Grodin? I like you.
And for sexual purposes, dead or alive, anybody you want to take.
Charles Grodin.
Yeah, right. Pineapple. No. Boy, that's tough because, you know, I'd be okay if I said Scarlett Johansson, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, she
but
would.
If I, be more than
I'd
okay.
be okay with my wife, right? But if I said like the lady who does my dry cleaning, that'd be
oh, yeah.
problematic.
Right.
Yeah, is she listening?
No,
yeah, maybe that's
stick with Scojo.
Go, yeah, let's go someone famous. And
did you say Scojo?
Scojo.
That's a thing?
That's her, yeah.
Scojo?
Scojo.
That sounds like something you ever moved. Wow. I had a Scojo on my...
Do you have a Scarlett Johansson thing?
I apparently do because it just popped out of me.
If you have never seen Match Point, the Woody Allen film Match Point, she is so freaking hot. And look... I traditionally am not a Woody Allen fan per
right,
se.
Right, right.
That was a departure from Woody Allen types of movies.
I didn't like that movie.
Oh, I loved it.
I thought she was beautiful, but I didn't like the movie.
Well, we're going to have to agree to differ because I loved it. I've seen it two or three times. I could see it again.
That might be one of the only Woody Allen movies I haven't seen. So it's on. Actually, I'd forgotten about it. It was on my list a while ago, and it fell off the radar. But
well, if you perv on Scarlett Johansson, be sure to check her out in that. She's got that sexy, raspy voice. Her boobs are poking out of that white shirt. It is so smoking hot. Get that done and call.
Wow. See, I came on the show. I was a married guy of 22 years, and 5 minutes in, I'm a pervert. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for taking me down this road.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with Don momentarily. If you have questions, it's 888-696-1003. Don Friesen is with us. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Zeppelin, I spent too much time this weekend on my computer watching Kashmir, the live performance from the 07, 02 arena.
Mm.
Just love it too much. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. In the room is Don Friesen. Here's how stupid Don is. He had already been booked on this show. And he had two gigs last night in Vegas at the Tropicana.
God.
So he checks his flight schedule. If he does the two shows, there's no flight to get him back here for this gig. So this guy does two shows last night. And then drove from Vegas here, 2 hours sleep, to get up and come in here and do this.
You know, some people would call that a really hard worker. You call him stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
some
it's a combination.
Some people would thank him for the effort.
Yeah, but I'm used to sentences that start with, here's how dumb Don is. Because I've been married, you know, for a long time. So.
How many years married?
22 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
This August, I will be 33.
Oh, my God.
33
years.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you have, after having... Now, would you say that you and your wife are still very close?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, people always ask, are you happily married? You know, I said, you mean like happy? Depends on the day, you know?
And you know what? That's a true statement.
Yeah.
Marriage, it's like walking on rice paper.
Oh.
I mean, it really is. You just don't ever know. Something that is absolutely cool and okay on Monday
right.
is nearing divorce on Thursday.
Oh, it varies wildly. Like, you know, some days I'm like, how can I be worthy of the love of this beautiful woman? And some days I'm like, how can I fake my death? And she's offered to help. She's got fake documents, a passport, a go bag. I'm like, man, you really thought this through. Dang.
Go bag.
And so one of the things that, long time for you. Yeah. One of the things I continually talk about when it comes to relationships and trying to stay in them mm-hmm. is you got to communicate, not just about, hey, how was your day?
Right.
You got to talk about the stuff that you do not want to talk about, but it's got to be said. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my wife makes sure that we communicate. There's no... There's no way that I cannot communicate. She's like, well, it's important to fight when you're married. You know, that's good couples fight. And so we're going to be a good couple. That's what she So I never knew I would fight this much in my life. But that's part of the process, you know?
All right. So what's harder, staying in a successful, fruitful, healthy marriage
right.
or doing stand-up comedy?
Oh, comedy's easier. Way easier.
Wow. Comedy, arguably one of the most terrifying things on earth, is easier than marriage.
Well, comedy used to be hard, and now it's not, you know. Marriage is like, stays even. It's like an even keel. Like, it used to be hard, and it still is sometimes. Uh-huh. And, yeah, no comedy. I remember one time my wife said to me, I was considering taking a road gig that was longer than usual. And I was like, I don't know, I shouldn't do it because I'm going to be gone a long time. She was like, trust me, right now our marriage is way stronger than your career. Take it.
She gets some zingers in.
Yeah.
That's great.
So now, do you and she still have sex face-to-face?
Well, only when I'm going to be talking about it. I was like, well, you know, I'm going on the show and I don't want to, you know, I'm not that good of an actor, so I want to have a good story. Yeah, I think that's her. I'm pretty sure. Yes. It's dark. Could be Scarlett Johansson. I don't know. It's
no. So now, you started stand-up where?
I started here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and how? Was it an open mic thing?
Well, kind of, yeah. I was a business student at USC, and I was...
That's how most people start.
Yeah. Right. I was going through a bankruptcy as a business student, and I thought, you know, maybe this isn't my thing.
That's just bad business.
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
That's true.
That's great.
I was doing a case study on myself, you know. That's pretty bad. So, you know, I started fiddling around with... alternatives, I was going bankrupt, so I thought, well, let me just try something I always wanted to try and was scared to try, because I've really got nothing to do. That's the beauty of rock.
You really
rock
can't
bottom.
Do worse.
Rock bottom is very liberating. You know, so you start considering other things, and I started an improv troupe at USC, and then it disbanded after. Well, I thought it did. It's still going, actually, as it turns out. So I started doing stand up around LA, open mics, and. You know, eventually I kind of sucked at that for a while too, but eventually I got better at it and got comfortable, and there you go.
Wow.
That's all she wrote.
Well, you've been doing it how long now?
Over 20 years professionally. Yeah.
How long did it take? Because most headliner comics have a really strong hour 10, hour 15. How long does it take to build that hour 15?
You know, it just like your first hour 15? You're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To where you know you can go into any room and kill with the hour 15.
I would say, you know, I was headlining after about 3 years on the road with 50 minutes. And then
That's incredibly rare. Nobody hits headliner status that quickly.
Yeah. Once I got on the road, it moved along pretty quickly. And then I would say probably about 6 years, 7 years on the road, I was there. Yeah.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with comedian Don Friesen. There are two opportunities for you to see him. That is April 29th and 30th at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. Is that this coming weekend? It is.
No, it's Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. Comedy and Magic Club, Hermosa Beach. How big a room is that?
A couple hundred people, 250 maybe.
That's a good size room.
Oh, it's amazing comedy club. I mean, Jay Leno plays there every Sunday still. Mm-hmm. They get just the top talent that a lot, you know, I'm flattered to be headlining there at all. It's, you know, they get talent that doesn't play anywhere else a lot of times.
If you want to see more information, go to donfriesen.com. Who did you grow up laughing at?
Bill Cosby, or the artist formerly known as Bill Cosby.
The stuff that he did on stage was what you were laughing at.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you should be specific.
Yeah. So I don't know how to process that retroactively or what to do with that. But Bill Cosby, growing up, Steve Martin, of course.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Woody Allen had really one funny comedy album that was.
Again, the stuff he did in the movies.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm attracted to these guys.
Yeah, I mean, that was about to say, you're attracted to odd things.
Yeah, every person that I admired growing up, you know, retroactively is a different person.
Charles
than
Manson, surprisingly funny man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm older than you, and you may not be hip or into this, but the first time that I remember having tears rolling down my face from laughter at a comedic something was the Smothers Brothers. Prior to the television show, when they were just doing their club acts, it was the oddest, strangest, most hysterical thing I had ever heard.
Where'd you see them?
I was listening to a comedy album.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this was like mid-60s, 65, when they were doing the brother act and right, Dad right, always right. liked you most and right, all right, that right. stuff. And then I still remember where I was sitting when I heard Steve Martin's Let's Get Small album.
Right.
Because we had never heard anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I keep bringing up Richard Pryor's performance in Long Beach, the HBO special.
Please don't play it again.
No, 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 I won't.
He tried to play that one morning.
There's a lot of cussing.
I couldn't hit the dump button enough times.
Nobody checked that first, yeah.
But that hour of HBO, this was after he had set himself on fire and been arrested for freebasing.
Right.
Nobody that I've ever seen in stand-up comedy could take the tragic story that was his life, put it on stage, and have people crying with laughter from it.
Right. Yeah.
It's just an artful presentation. Right. What it is that you do has got to be one of the hardest things in the world.
I guess. Oddly enough, it's the easiest thing that I do for me. You know, I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, it's not that it's not difficult, but it's not like it used to be. You know, I feel like it's... I feel like there's nothing else I do that I'm as good at. So, right. You know, luckily I found this because otherwise, who knows what I'd be doing, right?
Using all your powers for good and never evil. You said a minute ago when Mark asked you about how long it takes to come up with your first, you know, hour and 15-minute show. Yeah. You said your first or your next. I think I know the answer to this, but the next hour-long show,
right.
How long does that take after you've...
I'm working on that because I used that first hour for many years waiting to get it. I finally got the Showtime special about 4 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago.
Right.
But I just kept revising that hour and changing it. But it was still essentially the same hour for many, many years with, you know, nuances. And so the next one, I think I'm about a year away from my next hour.
So it's a little bit faster for the next one. Once you know how mousetraps are made.
Right.
It's a little bit easier to craft it?
For me, it's 4 years at least for an hour. But that's because the kind of act I do is it's complex. It has a lot of callbacks, and it's a lot of structure. And
I love callbacks.
And it's got like a million beats, and so it's...
The arrested development of stand-up.
Yeah, when I finish my hour, it's like boom, 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 boom. You know, it's not a loose, rambly hour.
Right.
I can do that in maybe a couple years.
How do you handle hecklers?
I don't really
You get a lot of people trying to get in on the act?
No, not very often.
Wow.
But you know, at the point I'm at now, I play better clubs. Mm-hmm. So they're right. monitored better, and a lot of times people are there to see me, and
paid more to get in, so they
Well, there's a couple things that invite hecklers other than the venue itself is if you say things that really set people off. Which I don't. I'm not really a controversial kind of comic. And I don't leave a lot of, like, gaps in my act. I mean, it's very tight.
Not a lot of long pauses.
So it's hard for people. There's a lot of momentum. It's hard for people to jump in
right.
and heckle. And they usually, hopefully, wouldn't want to.
Right.
That's good advice.
Check him out. There are two shows this week. Comedy and Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, April 29th and 30th. And then his website is donfriesen.com. Don, thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with you. The very best.
Thanks, guys.
There is more Mark in the Morning yet to come. Remain where you are. This is 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning, Uncle Joe pumped and amped for the 10 at 10.
It's obvious, isn't it? 1985 is the year I'm choosing today here, and I'm sure we got at least 10 great songs we can play. 10 at 10, supported by SoCal Acura. Visit your Southern California Acura dealer to experience their full line of luxury cars and SUVs, or find them online at SoCalAcuraDealers.com. 1985 is the year today.
Please tell me there is Back to the Future-based music for 1985.
And I'll make all kinds of Back to the Future.
Yes. Oh, by the way, you can go to FunnyDon.com, FunnyDon.com, and get free CDs from Don Friesen, who was just on, who was amazing.
He's really funny.
In fact, with Don, we talked a lot about marriage and how sometimes it's rice paper. Tomorrow,
What's with the kung fu references?
It's just that, you know, it's like what I said. If it's okay on Monday, it's death, and we're divorcing on Thursday. So tomorrow, we have Dr. Ann Malik. The topic is why marriages fail. So maybe we can learn from that. Stupid Danny is going to ride in a B-17 live on the air.
Cool.
So we got that to look forward to. And it is Dancing with the Stars and the update Skeeter and Todd guide us through.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.